It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA released two important reports on Monday, one of them being the quarterly grain stocks estimates, which kind of covers the old crop, and then also the prospective plantings report, which of course deals with the new crop. Today, we'll take a look at what the quarterly grain stocks numbers told us. We'll do that after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
USDA's March quarterly grain stocks estimate came in pretty close to expectations. It was almost eerie how close USDA's estimates came in to where the actual numbers were reported. When you look at it for corn stocks came in at 8.151 billion bushels, which was right on the average trade estimate, and versus 8.35 for last year at this time. So the report came in as expected, but it was 201 million bushels less than last year, which shows the demand's been a little bit better. This, when you look at the stocks, it looks like half are on-farm or half are off-farm, or pretty close to that, with a little bit more leaning to be on-farm for corn. For soybeans, stocks came in at 1.91 billion bushels. That's versus estimates of 1.9 billion bushels. So again, really close to expirations, only 9 million bushels above the expectations. And it was 35 million bushels above last year. A little bit negative, as it shows the demand for soybeans hasn't been as great. Now, looking at where the stocks are sitting at, again, just like corn, half and half, virtually on-farm, off-farm, with a little bit more going towards off-farm. The wheat side of things, stocks came in at 1.237 billion bushels. That was 22 million bushels above expectations, and roughly about 148 million bushels above the previous year. Now, when you look at it for wheat stocks, though, those numbers are a little bit different, as about two-thirds of the acre or bushels are sitting off-farm, while one-third is sitting on-farm. So we're seeing a lot more wheat acres or wheat production or bushels sitting in the elevators or in commercial storage and not on the farms at this time frame. So overall, though, this report was really kind of a non-event as far as the markets were concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.